Usually, you'll find a new Cheerlogical podcast in your podcast feed once a week. But with the COVID-19 situation, sometimes I come up with some extra shows or some extra content, and I feel like I just need to get it into your ears as quickly as possible because I think it'll be helpful. In this short episode, I've got some information for those of you that would like to up your sound game. If you're teaching classes or if you're doing telemedicine, this short, roughly 20-minute episode can help you to put your best voice forward. I've learned to pay attention to sound in a way that I didn't 5 years ago. And I have discovered that there are a few things that you can do. They're fairly simple and they're not even that expensive, but mostly it's just a few mindful things that you can do and also upping your equipment. Not a lot, but just enough to make sure that your voice comes through really well, that you're understood, and especially that you sound professional. I've also got a few ideas on using video so that you look good that way. And I hope that you will find this to be useful. Quite often, extra material like this, it goes up over on the Cheerlogician side of the house. But during COVID-19, I really want to do as much as I can to help all of us get through this time. And I hope you'll find this episode to be useful. If you find it's helpful, please do consider becoming a Cheerlogician. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can find out more over on the website. Just look under the Cheerlogicians menu. I've got a little public service announcement here. I've gotten some email lately from some folks about sound quality and how to put your best voice forward in a webinar or a telemedicine consultation. We can go back to the computer axiom of garbage in, garbage out, meaning we need to pay attention to both sides of the audio interaction. So first, we want to have good sound going in. And that microphone in your computer, to put it mildly, it's garbage. So we'll start with microphones. And in a moment, we're going to talk about video as well. The easiest solution is to get yourself a good USB headset microphone. Sennheiser, Plantronics, and Logitech, they all make some pretty good ones. They also have Bluetooth versions available, but you're going to pay a premium for those. Right now, as you might suspect, most places have limited stock on these headsets, and the prices, they've gone up a bit from a month or two ago, but still, it's worth it if you want to sound good. Plan to spend at least $40, unless you're buying some weird off-brand thing from Amazon, which still is going to sound a lot better than that crappy microphone in your computer. Unless you got one of those fancy pants MacBook Pro 16-inch units, I understand they've done some magic with the microphones in that computer, but that thing's a couple of grand, and you're probably wanting to work at the budget end of the spectrum. So unless you have made some serious coin with telemedicine, in which case, please contact me. I'd like to get you on the podcast to talk about that. Then you'll be wanting to look at a moderately priced headset microphone. So the headset microphone does two things. Number one, it makes your voice sound pretty darn good. And the other thing is that it improves the sound that's coming into your ears because the speakers that are in your laptop computer, yep, about an equivalent level of lousy as your computer's microphone. I often hear people, and you probably do too, complain how they don't like to look at the screen for a long time. I think the issue might have more to do with the awful sound that we're all broadcasting and listening to. Lousy sound quickly wears on your nervous system. Your brain has a hard time working out the noise from the signal. Just think about the last time you listened to a podcast that had terrific content and terrible sound quality. It wasn't a very pleasant experience, right? You might even have had to abandon that interview in midstream. It was so bad. Quickest way to improve your sound quality is with a headset microphone. It's also helpful to tell the people that you're broadcasting to that they should, at the very least, plug in a set of earbuds. That will already go a long way in improving the quality of sound over on their end. If you want to bump the sound up another notch, then get a dynamic USB microphone. This is an external mic that plugs into the USB portion of your computer. Now, there are two kinds of external microphones that do this, dynamic and condenser. For doing voice work, the dynamic is the best, as it doesn't pick up the room noise, whereas the condenser microphones, they do. So the hum from the air conditioning or the churn from the washer in the next room, it'll bleed through a little bit and affect your sound quality. Condenser mics are great if, but only if, you've got a sound-treated room, you know, like a radio station or a recording studio, but you probably don't have one of those. So my recommendation, stick to the dynamic microphones. There's two that are really good to start with. The ATR-2100, famous microphone used by beginning podcasters the world over, and the Samson Q2U, which is basically a knockoff version of the ATR-2100. Both of these are a good place to start. And again, supplies might be limited at this time, but don't give up and decide that a condenser mic will be okay, because unless you understand audio, you know how to adjust that condenser mic, and most importantly, you have a sound-treated room, you're going to be disappointed with the results. One more thing about external microphones. You want to get up close and personal with them. You want that microphone to be about 6 inches from your mouth. Now, this feels a little unnatural at first, but you'll get used to it, and let me tell you something, it dramatically changes the quality of your voice. Finally, the headset mics are great because they'll pump the sound coming from your computer into your ears. With an external USB microphone, you're going to need to either wear earbuds or get yourself a set of headphones so that you can get the sound from your computer to your ears. There's a couple of reasons for this. The first, if you use the computer speakers, sometimes you'll get an echo as a result. And the second is, you want quality sound coming into your ears because it's less fatiguing on your nervous system. If you're going to be spending a lot of time on the computer and listening to it, you want good sound coming into your ears. It's one thing to tell you about the differences in sound quality, but it's a lot better if I show you. So take a moment right now, if you're listening through your computer speakers, and go grab some earbuds, because you'll be able to better appreciate the differences in sound quality that you're about to hear. The sound that you're listening to now is coming from the computer's internal condenser microphone. Now, most computers have microphones that will get sound in. They're ubiquitous. Everybody thinks, hey, it's in the computer. I got a pretty good computer. Everybody else just uses the mic in their computer. It's good enough for them. It's probably good enough for me as well. Well, the problem with these microphones is they pick up all kinds of noise. And like, even if you like drop a pen on your desk like that, or even if you just like pick up your phone and gently put it down, maybe not so gentle, but you get the idea. It picks up all kinds of sound. The refrigerator in the next room, yeah, there's a little bit of buzz in the room that's coming from that. These microphones in your computer tend to be very thin. They're very tinny. They're not that pleasant to listen to. I mean, you can do it for a few minutes, but do you want to do a whole webinar on it?
A really nice step up is a headset microphone. The great thing about a headset mic is that it's all one unit. You just stick the thing over your head. You've got headphones that bring the sound into your ears. You've got a microphone right there at the edge of your mouth. Very handy. Now, these microphones on these headset units are condenser microphones, and I just talked to you about how I didn't like the condenser mic. But the thing about a reasonable quality headset unit, it's going to have some sound canceling built in. So if I take my phone and I put it down on my desk, even drop it, you probably don't even hear it that much. It's a much better way to go. It cancels out a lot of the room noise. And for the price, it's a dramatic increase in quality that will not only bring better sound into your ears, but more importantly, your voice is going to get into other people's ears in a much more pleasant way. When you're doing a webinar and you're trying to teach people, this is really important. And if you're doing telemedicine, you want to sound good.
Another bump up from the headset mic is a USB dynamic microphone that plugs right into your computer. This is an external microphone that you might see a singer using, or that you see people speaking into when they're giving speeches. And these microphones tend to make your voice a little bit richer, little bit deeper, you get a little bit more bass. It sounds natural. And the great thing about the dynamic microphones, they don't pick up the room noise. Now, the thing you want to be careful of with a dynamic microphone is that you want to be up close and personal with it. I'm speaking about 5 or 6 inches from the microphone, and you can hear what it sounds like. But if I move the microphone away, this is about a foot and a half, and you'll see that the sound diminishes quite quickly. So you want to be kind of like an FM DJ. You just want to get up close and personal with the microphone and just speak in a natural voice like I'm doing right now. It'll make all the difference in the world.
And remember, if you're going to be a cheapskate and go with the microphone that's in your computer, well, you know, it's going to sound about like this. It's not that great. And you can really tell the difference, especially when you hear these side by side. So give it some thought as to how you want to put your best voice forward.
Once you hear those differences side by side, it really lets you know where you want to be with the equipment that you're using. I'm back to using my regular podcast mic. This is an Electro Voice RE320. It's pro equipment, but I'm kind of a sound geek, so that's what I use. But hey, if I didn't have this microphone, the one that I'd be using is the one that I started with and I used for a long, long time, and I still have a couple extras laying around because they're built like tanks. That's the ATR2100. You know, attention to sound is really about respect for the person who's listening to you. And here's the thing. Most people on the internet aren't paying attention, and they don't care if you up your sound quality. But if you do, people will naturally find it easier to listen to you. And they won't know why, but they'll kind of like you better online. It's a subliminal thing. They don't know that they like you better because your sound is coming through easier and it's easier to understand what you're saying because there's so much less noise and a lot more signal. All they're going to know is that what you have to say is pleasant to listen to. All right, I want to talk a little bit about video. I'm mostly an audio guy, but I want to talk about video because a lot of us are online and we have our cameras on, and you probably already know this, but I just want to remind you anyway. The internet is forever. So I think it's important, especially if you're doing telemedicine, maybe to a lesser degree if you're participating as a student in a webinar, but if you're doing telemedicine or you're teaching a class, you want to have kind of a professional setting. You want a nice, clean background, no lighting in the back. You want the light to be in the front because that way you'll be illuminated instead of just being a shadow. Wear some work clothes. Couple reasons for this. Number one, it reminds you that, oh, today's a work day, and that puts you in the work mode. Number two, again, the internet's forever. You want to look good on these recordings. Now, for online classes, if you're going to turn your camera on, then please attend to a few basics. I think it's just good manners. Remember back in the old days when we first started doing email and it was considered rude to type in all caps? It's like shouting. Well, I think pretty shortly here, we're all going to find that there are some new standards that people are going to be looking at in terms of how you present yourself online. One of the things to pay attention to is camera angles, right? You've probably seen that guy in some webinar where you're like looking at his nose hair because he's got his iPad way down low. It's a light behind him. All you see is his nose, maybe his eyebrows. It's not a good look. So this might sound a little harsh. And then again, it might be something that you thought as well. When it comes to online classes, if you're going to turn your camera on, then please attend to a few basics. It's just good manners. First of all, if you got hair, comb it. And as much as possible, try to have the light coming from in front of you, not in back of you. If the light's in back and there's not much light in front, all people are going to see is this like white halo behind you, and you're going to be a shadow. It's not fun to look at, and it's not flattering. And especially as this podcast is going out, we're in the middle of COVID, we're spending a lot of time online, and we're further away than ever from our usual social connections. With a small amount of effort, you can help increase that sense of social connectivity by making sure that when your camera's on, you're illuminated from the front. The other thing is, and I know I'm going to sound like your mother, but don't slouch and be sprawled out on your couch. it tells the world that you're lazy and that you don't really care. Here's the other thing. It's being recorded. It'll be up forever. So if you're going to join a class with a video, show us you're being attentive. Again, good lighting. We want to see your interest, attention, and spirit. It's connective, and we all really need some connection right now. So don't look like some troll lurking under a bridge. Show the presenter and show your fellow classmates some respect. And if you're the presenter, please respect your audience. Consider the background. You might be a scholar physician, but we don't really need to see that mess that's your library. It's distracting, and it takes away from being able to concentrate on you. Neutral backgrounds mean less noise, and that's just less stuff that your nervous system has to screen out. When we're communicating online, especially if we're trying to teach or educate or help our patients, then we want our message to get through as clearly as possible. And finally, this is so important, lighting. You want the light coming from the front. Even a cheap floor lamp or two that you could get at Target or Walmart that'll bring a little light in from the front, it'll make all the difference. And if you want to get those little fancy LED panels that have different temperatures of light, those are great because you can dial in the kind of light that looks best with your skin tone. And here's something I have found out about the hard way recently when I did a webinar. When you see yourself on screen in like a Zoom meeting, what you're seeing on screen may not match what's actually being broadcasted and recorded. What I've discovered is it often shows a lot more of the frame than you're seeing. And for me, this was an issue because I had a window that was being caught and I was doing all the wrong things that I just told you not to do by having too much light in back of me. And it took away from how things looked. So in the future, I know that I'm going to have to remember that what I see in my camera frame and what's being recorded, it might be a little bit different. Again, a little bit of extra attention here to these kind of details, and it will make you look like $1 million. Let me recap the main things here that I think are really important. First of all, for audio, don't use that microphone that's in your computer. At the very least, get yourself a nice headset with a microphone. Spend the $40 or $50. It'll really be worth it. You can always get better gear than that, but at the very least, that headset mic, it's going to make you sound fantastic and make it easier for the people that are listening to you to get the message that you're trying to convey. In terms of video, the most important thing is to make sure that the lighting is good. And that means light in front. Second thing, you don't want your background to be too busy, because it distracts. People are looking at you, they're trying to understand you, but if they're paying attention to everything in your background, it gets a little bit difficult. But, you know, don't take my word for this. Next time that you're on a webinar, or you're watching something on the internet, or you're in a class, pay attention to people speaking against a neutral background, and people speaking against a background that's very busy, and just notice how it makes you feel. And finally, be careful of light behind you. Open windows, glass doors, any kind of light that's in back of you. It may feel good to you in the room because your room is light-filled, but it's not going to look that good online. And if you're trying to make a good impression or you're trying to come across professionally, attention to a couple of these details will be really helpful. You know, just because you've got cheap tech built into your computer, it doesn't mean you should use it. It doesn't take a lot to up your tech game. It's the same kind of attention that you give to making sure that your clinic is inviting to your patients. And especially if you're doing telemedicine, pay attention to these small details. You want your patients to think that you're a pro. Lastly, if you need some help with this kind of a thing, I am available for consultations. You can get in touch with me by going to the website and leaving me an email. I hope that you found this to be helpful, that it hasn't been too much of a rant. Well, you know, maybe a little bit of a rant, but that's just because while I was not an AV sound geek in high school, I've kind of grown into one here as I've done the podcast. So pay some attention to your tech. Get a friend to help you if you need it. You can also contact me. I'm happy to help. I'd like us all to put our best voice forward.